Good evening, everybody. So nice to see everyone here together to learn. Everyone's sitting very far back tonight, I guess, to be closer to the food. So please, I can move up a little bit. So please continue to grab food during the shiur. I'd like to thank our sponsor this evening, who sponsored the shiur, Le'ilui Nishmas. His father, Tzvi ben Aryeh Leib, Zichrono Livracha, our sponsor's father, who passed away a few years ago, was, I never had a chance to meet, but heard a lot about him. He was a fascinating individual. He was a musmach, I believe, from Moshe Feinstein. Then he became a kibbutznik in Eretz Yisrael. Then became a chabadnik, and became a real chabad. A chassid was, I think he had a doctorate or a PhD. He was an intellectual and spiritual and Zionistic and all in one. Was a fascinating individual, and his son, who sponsored anonymously this evening, has followed in his father's footsteps in being a very broad, thoughtful person, and he has stepped up to sponsor this year, and hopefully the learning done tonight will bring, will elevate his holy soul up in Shemayim, so the shir should be Le'ilui Nishmaso. I'd also like to thank my good friend Chaim Lipschitz, who's the owner of Sushi Tokyo, who lives in town, actually. Moved to town a little while ago, and he, in honor of the shir, gave the shul a nice discount, hence the nicer spread than usual. So we thank him, and hopefully the chesed that he did tonight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should pay him back many times over, and hopefully people here, if you're ever near any of his stores, you should certainly go and patronize Sushi Tokyo. Tonight's shiur, I'd like to discuss Baruch Hashem Kivod Malchuso L'Olamed, which everyone here says multiple times a day, part of the Shema. It's a very powerful line, and it's also somewhat unclear, at least it was somewhat unclear to me, what it really was. It's not in the Torah. Shema is in the Torah, all three paragraphs. Whether the Chiyuv D'Oraisa is to say all three paragraphs, or just two paragraphs, or one pasuk, that's a big debate in the Mefarshim. But they're all the psukim of Shema, or psukim in the Torah. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olamed is not. We're saying it right at like the most important part of the Shema, and we break and say it, and we say it quietly. So I want you to understand what it was. Now it happens to be that we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olamed other times besides in Shema. For example,
Yom Kippur.
So there's Yom Kippur, when after you put on the Shel Rosh for the men, it's tefillin Shel Rosh, where afterwards we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olamed. You mess up a bracha, it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch. It's really the same halacha. If you mess up a bracha right away, you
wake up in the morning.
Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olamed. Okay. After Anu B'Koach, before L'Chadodi, we say Baruch Shem. So tonight we're not really. I mean, the problem is like always. There's like enough material for like four shiurim. But tonight we're going to stick to the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olamed by Shema. They all are. There's a correlation between all of them, and maybe we'll have an opportunity to learn about Baruch Shem. We also do it at the end of Ne'ilah. For example, we scream out Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olamed. So it could be by the end of this year, we'll have a certain insight. So let's start, and I want to begin by trying to understand in halacha, what's the status of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olamed? It's part of Shema, it's different than Shema. Do the halachos of Shema Yisrael and some of the stringencies, as we'll see, apply to Baruch Shem? Or is it really a separate entity, which we kind of do in Shema? But is it not really part of the Shema? So how much of Shema needs Kavana? There is a halacha, it's a gemara in the beginning, the second paragraph of Brachos, that irrespective of the question of mitzvos, tzrichos, Kavana or not, there is a debate throughout the gemara, and the Rishonim, and the Achronim, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the contemporary poskim, whether when you do a mitzvah, we need to be thinking that we're doing it for the mitzvah's sake. If you just put on tefillin this morning and didn't think, I'm doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do so, it could be you're not yotzei if you hold mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana. The Mefarshim point out by Shema, even if you hold mitzvos and tzrichos, kavana, that you don't need kavana, Shema is different. Why is Shema different? Because Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's us accepting upon ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rulership. If you don't know what you're doing, or if you don't know what you're saying, and you're not thinking about it, that's a person who says to his spouse, I love you, and doesn't know what it means. Or I say, I love you in Chinese. It's worth nothing. Saying I love you while you're sending a text message and an email and scrolling through Twitter, so that I love you is not only not worth anything, it's going to get you in a lot of trouble. We could talk about that at Shalom Bayez Vod, maybe. But Shmas, Kabbalah Samach Shmaim, so you need to have Kabbalah. How much of Shema needs Kabbalah? So you have many different opinions in the Gemara. Some say the first two paragraphs only Kavanah. Some Amoraim, opinions in the Gemara, only the first paragraph. Some say the first three Psukim, the first two Psukim, and comes along the Gemara in source number one and says, Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanah Salev. Just the first Pasuk needs this added component of Kavanah. That Kavanah is Kavanah, that I am being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, I am accepting Hashem as my King, as my God. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Halacha K'Rabbi Meir, the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir, Tosos, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like this opinion, ideally you should have Kavanah in the entire Shema. But minimally, the first Pasuk of Shema, we need to be thinking about what we're doing, according to some, know what the words mean, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and that's the Shulchan Aruch in Source 3, Paskins this way. Iker Kavana hu b'pasuk rishon, the main Kavana required is in the first Pasuk. Hilchach, therefore, im karav lo ki ben libo, Pasuk rishon, if you read and you didn't have Kavana in the first Pasuk, lo yotzi de chavaso, the chos of rekore. You're not yotze. You have to go back and say the first Pasuk again. What about Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Ve? Does that have the status of the first Pasuk? Or is that like the rest of Shema? So it comes along the Magen Avraham in Source 4. And the Levush says the same thing in Source 5. And the Purim Goyim says the same thing in Source 6. The Pasuk Rishon, Ubaruch Shem Kivod Machuso Olam Ed. Perhaps the longest Rosh Tevos you will find. Baruch Shem Kivod Machuso Olam Ed is included. So already we see, says the Magen Avraham, that this extra chumrah, this stringency, this absolute requirement that we know what we're doing during Shema, and we know what we're saying, Baruch Shem Kivod Machuso Olam Ve'ed, is included in that. Which is fascinating. It's not part of the Shema. The Torah goes from Shema Yisrael, Tavi Ahavta, Vayu Advar Me'ila, etc. But says the Magen Avraham that Baruch Shem is included. Now let's say you didn't say Baruch Shem. You still Yotzei Shema? Well, the Bach in Source 8 quotes from Rishonim, the Shulte Giborim, quoting Rabbi Shaya, was the Piskei Riaz, Shim Lo Amro, Ein Machzir Noso. It's the second line of Source 8, the bottom of page 3. It appears to me, Shim Lo Amro, Ein Machzir Noso. If a person forgot to say Baruch Shem Kvo Machuso Lomed, it's still Yotzei Shema. The time of the Kriya Shema Daraisa lo yotze de chavaso. Shema is Daraisa. So if you don't say Shema, you're not Yotze. Aval Baruch Shem Kvo Machuso Olam Ve'ed, Ein El Takana. We're going to see in a minute where it comes from. It's Takana. Says the Bach, if you miss Baruch Shem Kvo Machuso Olam Ve'ed, you're still Yotze. It's not as important. Well, if you turn the page over, the same Magen Avraham points out, wait a second. If you're not Yotze for saying it without Kavana, certainly you're not Yotze if you don't say it at all. So the Magen Avraham disagrees, and the Magen Avraham says if you miss Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Olam Ve'ed, you're not Yotze, even the Darai, even though it's the Darabanan. You're not Yotze the Shema, and you'd have to go back and repeat Shema, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions. So again, we see that there is some question about the importance, the significance of Baruch Shem Kivod, and you have many other examples. I'm going to go through them rather quickly, where Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olam Ve'ed takes on the status, the significance, the importance of Shema. For example, the Ben Ish Chai says, when you cover your eyes for Shema, we had that Thursday Night Live probably 4 years ago, he says you're also supposed to cover your eyes for Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. I don't know what people here do or not. I didn't see anyone else who discussed it. It's fascinating. The Ben Ish Chai, which is more of a Kabbalistic work, He says that when you cover your eyes for Shema, you're supposed to cover your eyes for Baruch Shem Kvam Malchus Olam as well. We know there's a halacha, when you enter into a shul and they're saying Shema, you're supposed to say Shema with them. Because it can't be that the tzibur is being mekabel ol malchus shemayim and you're just standing there doing nothing. So this hopefully doesn't happen for shacharis, because that means you're really late. But it could happen, you come into the shul and they're in the middle of Meir, you're calling you to get a sefer, you're going for a shir, or you dive into early minyan, not the late minyan, the early minyan. So you're leaving mincha after mincha, and now they start Meir, and you're there when they're saying Shema. The lach is, you're supposed to say Shema. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, all the way in the bottom, in source 15. He says, V'gam, there's our Rosh HaTevos again, Baruch Shem Kivod Machlus Ha'ol Olam Ve'ed. So this halacha, that it can't be that the tzibur is saying Shema and Kabbal Samachlus Shemaim, and you're not, doesn't only apply to Shema, doesn't apply to Vahafta, but Gra is strict, and the Gra says repeat the whole Shema. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, letter of the law, only the Shema, says Mishnah Berurah, Baruch Shem Kivod also. So then you see that Baruch Shem Kivod, in a lot of respects and areas, has the same status, drags along with, takes on the level of Shema, which is rather fascinating. And I want to try to understand tonight where it comes from. Why do we say it? What's the goal? What's the kavana? What's the purpose? So before we even discuss where it comes from, I saw two explanations for why we say it, which really we could stop the shir there. I think it'll change our Shema. I think it'll be inspiring, but it doesn't really address why we say it or where it comes from. If you take a look on page 5, Matthew, I'll get to you in a second, okay? If you take a look on page 5, we'll do source 17, because every time we've learned a Rav Pinkus, it's been a home run. So Rav Pinkus has a sefer called Defa Shimshon on the Siddur. And he says, we'll read it together, it's really beautiful. He had just spent 7 pages explaining what Shema is and the idea of being Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim and how that changes a person. When we could announce and proclaim that there's a God who runs the world, there's Midas HaRachman, Midas HaDin, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, all together, and that we would be willing to give up our life for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pasuk of Shema. So the person's whole outlook in life changes. And then says Rav Pinkus, Kishechoshvin Acharei Amiras Kriya Shema, Al Mashma Usam Shel Advarim. When a person thinks after Shema about the meaning of the words, the essence of the words, thank you, Ha'adam Atzmo Mishtanel L'chalutin, a person changes completely. V'chol ha'olam mekabel mabat acher legamri. The whole world has a different outlook. When we know what Shema is, and it's hard because we're so rushed all the time, but when we can think about it and know what Shema is, the whole world, our whole outlook changes. U'kishonu mekabel nesa bihirus hanifla azu. When we accept this clarity, this wondrous clarity, libenu nishbar bekirbenu. Our hearts are broken. Kaze yofi. How beautiful. Kazo pashtus. How simple is it? And how simple is life? Kizu emes. Bihiro. Bailas otsama. How clear and deep and profound this is. Ketzad yitachin shekol olam laro and es advarim alalu. You know, sometimes, all the time, when something becomes so clear to us, we can't understand why the world doesn't see it. The problem is, a lot of people think that too often. Every time they take any position, we've seen that over the last 2 years. But when a person has such a clarity in terms of purpose of life, this is why you see, and it's often they take this the wrong way, a young man or a woman goes off to Israel and becomes inspired, flips out, if you will. So like, they can't understand how everyone in the world is not seeing life in Judaism and inspired like they do, which is a good thing, but sometimes when it turns to being condescending or lacking understanding or sensitivity, that's not a good thing. But when a person has that clarity, they can't understand why the rest of the world doesn't. So he says, "Hello, advarim kopshutim uburim." It's so clear. And therefore, umiyad anulis palim. Right after we attain that level of clarity, we daven, baruch shem kivod malchuso l'olam ve'ed. She'emes hazu tispashet v'tisgala l'chol olam kulo. B'chol metzias, we're asking, we want the world to see this. Baruch Shem Kivor Malchuso le'olam v'ed. We're davening that that clarity we have, that sense of Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we want everyone to see. So it's a tefillah right after that moment of clarity that the rest of the world should see this. Uberosh, uberishona etzleinu. It's for us as well. Shalotia afilu nekuda ze'ira b'molcheinu. There shouldn't even be a small drop in our brains. Shalotitpos es apashtos hanoraz. We want to hold on to it. So we concretize it with, instead of screaming and jumping up and down and taking the guy next to us and shaking his head like, do you see? No, Baruch Shem Kivol Malchus Olamed. A very beautiful, beautiful insight of Rav Pinkus channeling that passion and that clarity as a tefillah. Well, we could really stop here, and I think Baruch Shem Kivol Malchus Olamed would be different, but that doesn't explain why we say it, where it comes from. So let's take a look. It's interesting, Gemara in Pesachim. The Mishnah in Pesachim says that in source 19, I have the English here, there are six things that Anshe Yericho did on their own. Three, the Chachamim objected to, and three, didn't object to. Okay, one of the six things they did, if you take a look, it's underlined in the second line in source 19, the Korchin Eshma, they would bundle the Shema. What does that mean, that they would bundle the Shema? Oh, Daf Yomi learners here should remember this. I mean, that was close to 2 years ago. I'll give you a pass. I can't criticize. I'm not even learning the Daf. The Korach and the Shema, they bundle the Shema. So they take a look at the next page. The Gemara explains. And how exactly it fits with the language of Korach and the Shema is somewhat not so simple, but it's not really the critical part of the shir. So the Gemara says as follows. Tanur Rabbanan. And you have the English underneath. We learned in Abraisa. It's the top of page 6, source 21. Ketzad hayu korchin es shema. How would they bundle the shema? What does that mean? Omrim, shema Yisrael, shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, velo hayu mafsikin. They said shema, and they did not pause at all. They went straight into the hafta, I believe it means. Devarei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, mafsikin hayu. They did stop. They did pause. They didn't pause. Sorry, they paused, but their bundling was they skipped over Baruch Shem Kivol Malchus Olamed. So we're asked, Vanan, my time I'm reading. So why do we say? So Anshe Yericho didn't say Baruch Shem Kivol Malchus Olamed, but we do. So why do we say it? Asked the Gemara. Kidder of Shimon ben Lakish, like Rish Lakish. Dumber of Shimon ben Lakish, this is a fascinating Gemara. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi, you can go back if you want to look at the Pesukim and the bottom of page 5 and source 20. Vayikra Yaakov al Banav, right before Yaakov gave the brachos to his children, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Yaakov al Banav, Yaakov called his sons, Vayomer, and he said to them, Hey Asvu, gather the Agida Lachem, and I will tell you. What does he want to tell them? What's going to be? Asher yikra eschem achras hayamim. What's going to be in achras hayamim? So the Gemara tells us that look what happened. Bikesh Yaakov legalos lebanav keitz hayamim. He wanted to tell them what was going to be the end of this. V'nistalka mimenu shechina. The shechina left. We know this. Rashi quotes in Chumash. The shechina left Yaakov Avinu. Amar, shemachas v'shalom yesh b'mitasi psul. Maybe one of my children are off, are not right, are not believers. And apparently that would cause someone to lose the ability to have Shechina. So why would I think that? Well, Avraham, Yatsim and Yishmael, the track record in the family was not great in that regard. Avraham, Yatsim and Yishmael, the Avi Yitzhak, my father Yitzhak, she Yatsim and Menu Esav. So maybe, yeah, it's in the genes. Maybe there's a psul. Amr lo banav, Shema Yisrael. Now, what does this mean, Shema Yisrael? Listen, our father. The Mefarshim ask, why were they allowed to call their father by his name? Fascinating question. Isser in the Shulchan Aruch to call a parent by their name. Shema Yisrael, listen, father. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amr, they said, hey, Kishem She'ein Belibcha El Echad, just like there's only one in your heart, Kach Ein Belibenu El Echad. We're good. There's no psul, We're all ma'aminim, nothing to talk about. Oh, after they said Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Ba'osha Shah, Pasach Yaakov Avinu V'Amar, Baruch Shem Kivod Machlusa Lil Amen. So Yaakov heard his son say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is perceives the Psukim and Shema later on in Devarim. Yaakov responded with Baruch Shem Kivod Machlusa Lil Amen. Okay? So now, Ami Rabban, the Rabban, we're confused now. What do we do? Hechi Navid, how should we set up our Shema? Nimruhu, should we say Baruch Shem Kivod? Lo Amri Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe didn't say it. Moshe, when he taught Klal Yisrael, he said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'yahavta. So to put it in, if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't put it in, that's not right. Lo Nimruhu, but not to say it at all, Amri Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu said it when he said Shema. So therefore, Hiskinu Sheyehu Omrim Oso B'chashai. So we, so to speak, hedged our bet. We're going to say it because Yaakov said it. But we're not going to say it out loud because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. It's a perplexing Gemara. For a lot of reasons. We have some questions. Yeah, Matthew? Interesting. Okay, could be.
So, like by Shema, when we say, say Shema out loud, like in Baruch Hashem, that's a personal thing. So, in order to be Makal Olam with Shema, we need to be at the one boat.
Interesting. Could be. You're saying because we're in the Tzibor, so we say it quietly.
Yeah.
That actually go well. They bring down their Chaim Brisker. Now, most people don't say this. We'll come back to this. When he was alone, davening b'yichidus, he would say Baruch Shem Kivod out loud. So it's unclear exactly why, but it's maybe with what you're saying, it makes sense. Baruch Shem Kivod is private. If you're doing the Shema in private, so there's no reason to have to. Interesting. Could be.
According to our Pinkus, he should say the same thing. I mean, he says it should be a public declaration about the greatness of Hashem. It's partial to everyone. You shouldn't be whispering it.
You should scream it. Yeah. Oh, good. So we're gonna come back. There is another medrash that talks about Baruch Shem Kivod Makasov. And the Torah quotes this medrash to explain why on Yom Kippur we say Baruch Shem out loud. By the way, so what? Why does the Malach not do anything? We say it quietly because Yaakov, because Moshe didn't say it. So what changes on Yom Kippur? So Chanar writes, Yom Kippur, we say Baruch Shem quote out loud. So the Torah, I mean, you're right, Avi. You're right. The Torah quotes the medrash. The medrash says as follows. You can take a look in source 24. A beautiful medrash. Davar Acher Shema Yisrael. Rabbanan Amrin. The Rabbanan say, B'shah Sha'ala Moshe Lamarum. When Moshe went up to heaven, Shama L'malachei Ashari Sheyo Omrim L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Kivod Machlusa Lil Amen. He heard the Malachim telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu or singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Kivod Machlusa Lil Amen. The Horid Osel Yisrael. Moshe brought it down to the Jewish people. The Lama in Yisrael Omer No Sabbath Farhasya. So why don't we say it publicly? Why don't we say it out loud? Amr Masi, Lama Davar Doma, what's this comparable to? The end of the second line. La'echad Sheganav Kuzmin Mitoch Palton Shal Melech. He took some kind of jewelry. He stole it. Stole it from the king's palace. Nasna Le'ishto. Gave it to his wife. Beautiful jewelry. V'amar La Al Tiskashti Baba Farhesya. Don't wear it in public because people will know what he did. Ella Besoch Beisech, you should just wear it in your house. So too us. Baruch Shem Kivod, whatever this means, Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down from the heavens, but we can't go around saying it out loud because it really belongs to Malachim. So we say it quietly. But of Al B'Yom HaKippurim, Shehein Nikiyim Kimalachi Asharis, we're like the angels, we're fasting, wearing a kittel, dressed in white, we're like the angels. Hey, Nomer no Sabbath Farhesya, we could even say it loudly. And it says Rabbi Yashiv, it seems to be a contradiction to the Gemara. Why are we saying Baruch Shem Kivod? He says it's not a contradiction. He says Yaakov Avinu also heard it from the angels. When did he hear it from the angels? when he was going up and down the ladders. Right, yeah. So the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu heard it up in the Marom, so too Yaakov Avinu heard it in the up in Shemayim, or heard it from the angels, and it's not necessarily a contradiction. So that's just another medrash about Baruch Shem Kavod. It's the angels' way of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question though becomes, so what is going on in this Gemara? What is this about? There's a beautiful sefer in Chumash called the Nachlas Yaakov. That's the Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, who is the Nesivus. Those who have learned Nezikin, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, the Nesivus, not the Nesivus Shalom. Recently, you hear people calling the Nesivus the Nesivus Shalom. The Nesivus lived in the 1760 to 1832. He was a brilliant, brilliant Talmud Chacham. He wrote Svarim, which are the decisive works in Choshen Mishpat, the Nesivus, and Yordea, the Chavis Das. He has a beautiful Haggadah, which I have at home, called the Maisa Nisim. One of my Rebbeim said it's called the Maisa Nisim because it'll do Nisim for your Pesach. A beautiful Haggadah. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva Eger. In fact, they tell the story that one time, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivos, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, ended up in shul for mincha on Shabbos at the same minyan. And the gabbai, Michi, you'd appreciate this maybe. The gabbai, okay, Jordan, I saw Jordan here also. The gabbai, like, had a panic attack. Who do I give shlishi to? Rabbi Kiva Eger or the Nesivos? How do you choose between those two giants? So they didn't know what to do, so they went to ask them. So what do you think happened? Rabbi Kiva Eger said, give it to the Nesivos. Yeah, we've changed since then, unfortunately. And the Nesivos said, give it to Rabbi Kiva Eger. So they didn't know what to do. It was causing some waste of time. So what do you think happened? Someone got angry. This is not a new phenomenon either. And a guy goes up there, and he just yells up, Yamod. What was Rabbi Kiva's name? Akiva ben Avram, or Akiva ben Moshe. He just yelled it out to the gabbai. It was taking too long. So Rabbi Kiva Eger went up, and he was very uncomfortable that he got the Aliyah over the Nesivos. That's just I'm really telling you to show the stature of the Nesivos. He finished his saying the bracha after the Aliyah, and he fainted. He fainted from the kavod. The Nesivos ran up to the bima and whispered stuff to him, and Rabbi Kiva Eger like got up and walked off, and he was fine. And they said to him, like, what did the Nesivos say to you? So he said, they asked the Nesivos, what did you say to him? The Nesivos said, I told him, you think you got the Aliyah because you're better? You didn't get the Aliyah because you're better. You got the Aliyah because you're the Rav of Posen, Posna, and I'm the Rav of whatever town I was, I guess Lisa, and your town. There's more people than my town, so that's why they gave you the Aliyah. Don't worry, it's not because of the kavod. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, calm down. I mean, the anivus of these Gedolei Torah is phenomenal. And
exactly like here.
Yeah, they're fighting over who doesn't get the Aliyah. Amazing. Maybe we'll post that story up in, the doors of the shul. As the Nesivos, just to get a sense of who he was. So he asks four questions on this Gemara. And we'll offer a really beautiful insight, which I think is very impactful for us. Number one, why did Yaakov Avinu say Baruch Shem Kavod and Moshe didn't? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Baruch Shem Kavod? If Yaakov heard Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Echad, if that's the appropriate response, Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Malachim say it, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu say it? Simple question. Yaakov Avinu said it, Moshe didn't. Why? Question number two, why do we say it quietly? If it's a gnai, God doesn't hear. Whispering, so Hashem, like the kids, I see two dear talmidim here. They don't whisper to each other and share. But if they did, I'd hear them. Some good teachers can read lips also. Well, Hashem, Hashem doesn't hear. Well, what are we trying? We're trying to like sneak one past God. What's with the whispering? And why is it even a gnai? What's the gnai to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olamet? Say it loud. Say it loud and clear. And fourth, why do we say it out loud on Yom Kippur? He doesn't answer like the Medrash Yom Kippur. He suggests, to answer these questions, a beautiful insight. says that we know when Klal Yisrael are doing Ritzono Shel Makom, when they're doing God's will, there's a certain oz, a splendor, a glory that's brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tenu oz le'elokim. Right? Oz is what? Is glory? Splendor, oz v'hadar levusha. It brings a strength, a glory, a presence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there's Klal Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to be doing, then this Gadel v'nis Kadesh v'nis Vada Kvod Hashem, the covenant of Hashem is elevated. We all know that. When you make a kid Hashem, we want to do things with Kvod Hashem. Elevate. Kvod Malchus Chayomeri. There's something called the covenant of the Melech. And when Klal Yisrael is doing what we're supposed to be doing, when we're acting properly, so there's a greater covenant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're not, Chas v'shalom, so it's the opposite. It says, in the time of Avram Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov, what was there? What mitzvahs did they have? They had emunah. Avram, founding father of monotheism, they had emunah. Their being ma'aminim, in a world of non-ma'aminim, when all you had was emunah, at some point they had gira nasha, but when all you had was emunah, shavim mitzvahs, but no, fine, but as a Jew, you had emunah. So then, right when Jews were ma'aminim, so now the kvod ha-malchus became greater. Because that's called osin ritzon l'shel makom. So says the Nesivos that when Yaakov Avinu's son said, no, just like you only have lev echad b'shamayim, you have one, there's only one God to you, Father, don't worry, us too, now we're ready at that point, the name, the glory of Hashem was elevated very significantly. So Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olamed. The Kivod HaMalchus was now Baruch. It was blessed. It was added. It's extra. It's grown because they reached the epitome. They reached that highest madrig of Amunah, their mitzvah. But says Rabbi Yaakov Melisa, when the Torah was given, that changed. When the Torah was given, it's no longer enough just to be a maimon. There's Taryag Mitzvos. There's Levin HaTorah. There's a lot more. It's important, obviously. It's the bedrock of Emunah. But it's obviously not the be-all and the end-all. So now, it's not enough just to be Ma'aminim. So for Klal Yisrael to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, for Moshe Rabbeinu to hear, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that's not enough. There's no yet Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olamed. The Kavod HaMalchus isn't elevated until Klal Yisrael is doing Ritzono Shel Makom. But after the Torah was given, the state of Ritzono Shel Makom, the bar was lifted much higher. So says Rabbi Yaakov Litzin, if we could look, go to the third column. He says, this is why they said, should we say Shema? Well, Moshe didn't say it. What does that mean? He writes, Achar Nesinas HaTorah, very gamanachnu achar nesinas haTorah. Maybe we shouldn't say it either. Moshe didn't say it. Moshe didn't say it because the Torah was given. When the Torah was given, it's not enough just to be have emunah. He says, but Hari Amar Yaakov. But Yaakov said it. Very einenu haro shadavar gadolhu. We see that baruch she. Emunah is a big thing. Yaakov barich kadesh shem kivod malchuso. In the times of Yaakov Avinu, just having emunah was enough to have the Kvod HaMalchus. Al Yidei Kach. This part, I read that already. The Royal Levakish, Shal Yidei Zeh Yizbarich V'Yizvada Kvod Malchuso Kimo Sha'onim Mevakish B'chol Tfilasenu V'Omrim Yichon Amam Yachadim Shmo V'Omrim Shema Yisrael. Meaning, we're asking the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to get to the point where Kvod Malchuso is Baruch. We want to get there. Today, it's going to take a lot more. It's not enough just to have Shema Yisrael, Shema Echad. We want to do it. So what do? So b'shvil zeh l'kach tiknu l'omro b'chashai. We say it quietly. We're telling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we're ma'aminim. And at one point in time in our life, being a ma'amin, being a believer, was enough to have Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olamed. Now it's not. So it's a whisper. It's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to have a Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olamed. And that's through fulfilling all the mitzvos. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, he says, when we're at that level, we're having mechila on all of our vonos, we're on the highest madrega, we can say with confidence, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olamed, because we're hitting everything we need to hit. But on a day-to-day basis, we can't yell it out, because just because we're a maimon doesn't mean we're there. So it's a tefillah said quietly that we want to get to the point that just like Yaakov Avinu's sons got to their point through their emunah, we want to get to the point where we could be Baruch Shem Kavod Niskadel V'Niskadesh, the Shem of Hashem, through our mitzvah. So it's a charge, it's a self-charge to do more, to be Niskadel V'Niskadesh, the Shem of Hashem. That was very nice, a very nice insight. If you flip the page over, Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, who was, think about it, feels like, how many years ago did it feel like he was here? It feels like it was 10 years ago. It wasn't even two years. I was just thinking this. The Sea of Mashas at the Meadowlands on that freezing day. That feels also like 10 years ago, right? 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Last 2 years was like, cat years. I don't know. So, Rav Asher Weiss has many svarim. He has svarim on Chumash, which are more halacha and Ian Lundis. And he also has a Sichos. He's a separate sefer on Chumash, which are his drushes, if you will, his Musar Shmuzim. And he on Parshas Vayechi has such a beautiful, beautiful insight. And we'll close with this. He asks, what's going on here? What's the deeper meaning behind Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olamed? So there's a Gemara in Chagiga that we'll get to, or some of you will get to soon, that says that the angels, one pasuk says they had six wings. If you take a look at the second paragraph, in the Chagiga, you'd give on Beis Isa, Kasav Echad Omer Sheish Kenafayim Le'echad. Each one of the Kruvim had six wings. The Kasav Echad Omer, the Arba Panim, it had four faces, the Arba Kenafayim, it had four wings. So which one was it? Did it have six wings? Did it have four wings? So says the Gemara, Lo Kashri, it's not a question. Kan Bisman She Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Kan Bisman She Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, it had six wings. But when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer here, Ba'avon Hoseinu Arabim, it only has four wings. The Arizal, says Rav Asher Weiss, points out that the six words of Baruch, Shem, Kivod, Malchuso on the head, each one word was on one of the wings. Six words, this is a result. Six words, each wing had one word. Well, which wings were missing now that we've done the Beis HaMikdash? So he quotes a Gra. The Gra says that the wings of Kvod Malchuso are missing. So wing one, Baruch, wing two, Shem. Wing 3 and 4, Kvod Malchuso, that's no longer here. There's Man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's no Beis HaMikdash. And the Olam Vod is wing, on that is wing 5 and 6. We have 1, 2, 5 and 6. We're missing 3 and 4. We're missing Kvod Malchuso. This is the Gra. And the Gra says, that's why on Yom Tov, what do we say? Galei Kvod Malchus Chaleinu. Hashem revealed to us the Kvod Malchus, because the Kvod Malchus, now that we know the Beis HaMikdash is not here, it's gone. We're missing Kvod Malchus, Galei Kvod Malchuscha. Unbelievable. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring us back to Beis HaMikdash so we can have Kvod Malchus. The Kvod Malchus is no longer here, that we don't have the Shekhinah, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. He says, we say in Ashrei, Kvod Malchuscha Yomeru, Ugvurascha Yedaberu. In the future, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the Mashiach comes, and we have Gvuras Chayyadaberu, when the whole world is Gvuras Chayyadaberu, what's going to happen? Kvod Malchus Chayyomeru. The Pasuk in Ashrei, you can add this to the Ashrei, sure. It goes to Ben Yoyod, based on this Gra. In the future, when we have Gvuras Chayyadaberu, then Kvod Malchus Chayyomeru, because that wing 3 and 4, to go from 4 to 6, becomes revealed. So he says that this is exactly why we say it quietly. Baruch Shem Kivod Machusoli on the head. We don't have it. We don't have it fully. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So it pains us. It pains us that we can't say it out loud. We can't say it. We don't have the Kivod Malchus in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we say it quietly. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Yaakov didn't. But the deeper understanding, he says, is this idea that we want to be Galei Kvod Malchuscha, and we don't have that yet, Bizman Hazeh. So he says that it's a longing. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved. While the Nesivo says it's a charge to, let's make sure we you know, Pinchas says it's, wake up everybody! Wake up! Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved. The Nesivo says it's a charge for us to make sure we're at the point where we could say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, which comes through the adherence to mitzvos. According to Rav Asher Weiss, it's a prayer. If you take a look on the second to last paragraph, he says, Baram Nishmas HaYehudi Mishtokekes Lizok Ulharia Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved Bekole Kolos. We want to scream it out. That's like the equivalent of screaming, I don't know, we want Mashiach, we want Mashiach now. We want to scream it out because that means all six wings are there. That means Galei Kvod Malchuscha. Kvod Malchuscha Yomeru Gvorschai Deberu. So we want to scream it out, but we can't because we don't have the base to make this. So we're whispering it, and we're whispering to ourselves that we really want this back. He then quotes, fascinating, the Targum Yerushalmi on the Pasuk in Vayechi, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, translates it as Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach L'Olam U'Mei Omaya. It's really one and the same. So he says, our saying, Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach L'Olam U'Mei Omaya, is our way to scream that we want the Beis HaMikdash, we want everything to be complete, and then the Kvod Malchus will be revealed. And that's some insight. There's certainly more to say into the Baruch Shem. It's part of Shema. It's part of the Kabbalah of Malchus Shmaim, like we saw many halachos in the beginning, that we, if you're in the shul, you should say it, and the Kavanah is Makiv, and cover your eyes for it according to, because it's part of the Kabbalah of Malchus Shmaim. It goes hand in hand. It's our way to hold on to it, to let everyone know, to make sure we understand it. It's the charge to make sure that we could affect the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, not just through Amuna, but through mitzvos, or it's this Rav Asher Weiss, that it's the yearning, the desire for that Beis HaMikdash. So just in 90 seconds, when we're going to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, don't yell it out, but hopefully we'll have some of this in mind, and then our understanding and our prayers will be deepened through it. Have a wonderful night and a beautiful Shabbos.